ברוך השם, קודם כל שבוע טוב בשוס לחוש ורעמים. I know them all, but I sometimes forget names, so I won't start because I'll probably mix up some names, so I prefer not say names at all. But it's a pleasure to see you all. Maybe I have to apologize for being matriarch such a big tzibur, and a choshev tzibur coming all the way down to Yerushalayim. But I don't apologize for two reasons. I don't think anybody ever has to apologize for bringing people to Yerushalayim, first of all. It's always a schus, hakol malin, and it is only because I am so overburdened with obligations I come here right from another Beis Medrash in which I said divrei Torah for a few hundred people, so I hope everybody is moichel that you came to Yerushalayim instead of me having to come to the yeshiva. It is Moitzoi Shabbos. And in this week's parasha, at the end of the parasha, we once again read, "Vayomru kol asher dibe Hashem nase venishma." And we will speak a bit about the essence and the significance of Hegdimu nase venishma. The Rosh Hashivas asked me to say some Dvar Halacha as well, so very short. I will just speak a few minutes about a posek in this week's parasha, in which once again we are mitzvah b'shmiras haShabbos. Sheish yisumim tasa masecho. Uviyoyim ha-shvi tishvois laman yanuach shorcho v'chamoyrecho v'yenofesh ben amoscho v'hageo. In this posek we have a mitzvah sasei. Uviyoyim ha-shvi tishvois. But besides the mitzvah sasei, we also have the reasoning and the background of the mitzvah. Laman yanuach. Kosav ha-Rambam besof perik chov dalet mehilcha Shabbos. And this is a very interesting halacha. The Rambam explains, why is it that Chazal asur tiltul miktzah? Why do we find the isur of miktzah? So the Rambam writes, asur chachomim letaltul miktzah zvorim b'Shabbos kederach shuvo isur b'choyl mipnei ma nogu b'isur ze omru. מעם הזהירו הנביאים וציבו שלא יהיה הילוכוך בשבס כהילוכוך בחויל ולא ישיחה שבס כשיחה שחול שנאמר ממצוא חפצך עובדה בידובו קל וחומי שלא יהיה טלטל שבס כטלטל בחול כדי שלא יהיה כיום חול בעיניו ויבוא להגביה ולתקן כלים מפינה לפינה מבית לבית ולהצניע אבנים וכיוצא בהם שהרי הוא בטל ויושב בביתו ויבקש דבר שיתעסק בו ונמצא שלא ישוב אז. And this is the punchline. ובוטל הטעם שאומרו תוירו למען ינוח. This Rambam proves that a person has to perform not only Taryag mitzvahs but also to adhere to the tamim that the Torah writes. Why did Chazal prohibit tiltul muktzah? Because people don't go to work, so he will be terribly bored. V'yavakesh dovo shiyas asik boy. This always strikes me. Would he be that terribly bored? Why doesn't he learn Gemara or Rambam or Tzachishon or Bekiva Ega or whatever, whatever? A yid doesn't have what to do. He's going out of his mind. So he's gonna schlep rocks and stones from one room to the other, just yevakesh dovo shiyas asik boy. So what's gonna happen? He's not gonna violate Shabbos. He's not doing any of Lamatas Malochas. But he's working. V'botel ha'tam she'omru toiro leman yanuach. In Minchasov Shel Chumash Devorim, there is a lengthy discussion, and the caption of that siman is Rotzayin HaTorah, one of the most basic sources that a person has to be Mekayim Rotzayin HaTorah, besides Taryag Mitzvahs, is this Rambam. If a person is going to work hard on Shabbos, he's not going to touch any of the Lamatas Malochas, but Botel HaTam She'omro Torah Laman Yanuach. At the beginning of Perikov Aleph and Hilcha Hilchos Shabbos, there's another halacha in Rambam, and let's check how these two halachas fit one with another. Nema b'toyra tishbois. Eifu nema b'toyra tishbois. That's the same pusik. We're still in the same pusik. We learned the last halacha in Perek Chof Dalet. Now we're the first halacha in Perek Chof Aleph, but still in the same pusik. Sheish yisim m'tazam asef aviyoy v'shvi tishbois. The Rambam explains what does tishbois mean. Nema b'toyra tishbois afilu medvorim she'einam malacha chayev lishbot mehen. V'dvarim harbeh. הן שעשו חכמים משום שבוס מהם דבורם אסורים מפני שם דוים אמרו מלוכס ומהם דבורם אסורים זה אלה שם יבואו מהם לידי מלאכה What does the Rambam mean when he writes למה בתוירה תשבוי ספר מדבורם שאינם מלוכה חייב לשבות מהם What are the things that אינם מלוכה וחייב לשבות מהם The Magad Mishnah suggests two different pirush Number one The Ramban of Parshas Yisroi The Ramban of Parshas Yisroi writes that the love of Loisaseko Malocho refers to Lamatas Malochas but the Mitzvah Sazei of Tishbois refers to HaToyrach VeHaOmol Any hard work just working hard is prohibited by the Mitzvah Sazei of Tishbois You are to rest That is the Ramban And the Ramban says the same regarding Shvius. We are in the midst of Shnas Shvius, of a Shmita year. Shmita, as by Shabbos, we have a Loisasa and an Asay. On one hand, Mitzvah Asay, Vishav Sora Shabbos La Hashem. On the other hand, Sotcho Lo Tizra. And the Ramban makes the same comment that Ramban explains. The love refers only to a specific malacha. But the mitzvah say of Vishav Sura Shabbos Hashem refers to in a very general way. As a person has to rest on Shabbos and not do any hard labor, the land has to rest on Shvius. And Shvius cannot be a year of agricultural activity. Any steady agricultural activity is prohibited by the mitzvah sazei of Vishav Sura Shabbos Hashem. So the Ramban has the same halach in Shabbos as he has in Shvius. And the Magid Mishnah suggests, maybe that's the kavon of the Rambam, when the Rambam writes, Nema v'toyra tishbo, yisafel edvorim she'enem alocha, chayev lishbot men. Is this perosh acceptable? Would this fit in with the halacha we learned before at the end of Perek Chof Dalet of Hilchos Shabbos? I would be delighted if any of the bochurim answers my question. I can't impose on you, but I would be happy. Could we accept this pshat in the first halacha in Perek Chof Aleph? That when the Rambam writes, Tishbois means, Dvorim harba, she'ena malacha, that a person has to refrain from just working hard, from labor. So why would the Rambam at the end of Perek Chof Dalet write that if a person is going to schlep stones and rocks and heavy objects from one place to the other, from one room to the other, from one house to the other, what is he violating? Well, according to the Magid Mishnah, it's actually Mamisha Mitzvah Sasei of Tishbois. That would be a greater transgression than Botel Hatam She'omra Torah Laman Yanuach. So obviously, the Rambam does not accept the Perush of the Ramban that Tishbois means any labor or hard work. Because if that would be the opinion of the Rambam obviously would say, If a person is going to work hard on Shabbos, he's mavatla mitzvah sasev tishbois, and not only botel tam, shiom retoyle laman yanuach. And that is why this Magid Mishnah was always a pele b'yeinai. And if it would depend on me, I would accept the other perush of the Magid Mishnah. The second commentary of the Magid Mishnah is that when the Rambam writes, om retoyle tishbois, after advorim shiyeno malocha chayim odom lishbois mehem, the kavon of the Rambam is that all the shavusim, כל השבוסים שיעשו חכמים יש בהם שורש מן התורה. And when And the Torah says, Tishvois, all the Shusim are included. And this touches another Yesod, which I speak about very, very often. Nimsa Hadova Lachachomim. The Torah says, Tishvois, but we don't know what's included in Mitzvah Hashvisa. What does Tishvois mean? When the Chachamim were metaken many Shavusim, Ein Meraskin as Asheleg, that this week, that was a very relevant Shavus. I don't know whether you had snow in Shalabim. Did you? No. So probably all the boys were in Yerushalayim, no? No. So you have a great yeshiva. So, when the Torah says Tishbois, what does Tishbois mean? Obviously the Rambam does not accept the Perush of the Ramban, that Tishbois means labor. Because if that would be agreeable to the Rambam, that the Rambam wouldn't write Bottle Tam Shiozot the Roman Yonua. He would write that that's an Aveda, that's the Issa of Mrs. Asaf Tishbois. So the other Mahalach of the Magad Mishnah is, all the Shavusim are included in Tishbois. The Torah gives a general rule, a very basic and abstract criteria. Tishbois, rest. But what does that mean? Nimser Hadova L'Chacham. How we find in very many sugyas, when the Torah gives a general rule, a klal that by nature has got to have protein, a general rule that must have details by the nature of the mitzvah. In that case, Nimsa Adova Lachacham. We are all aware that Dinei HaTorah are divided in two different halakim, the Oraisis and the Rabbanans. However, that's not going to be tonight. Maybe at another opportunity, I think there are 9 different dargas between the Oraisa and the Rabbanan. It's not that simple, the Oraisa or the Rabbanan. There are 9 different levels. Dovar HaMafurish B'Torah, which has a different din than other the Oraisas, Legabei Halachot Shonot. Dovar HaMafurish B'Torah, the Oraisa, Asmachta, Nimse HaDovar LaChachomim, Rotzen HaTorah, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Soifrim, and there are many other different hagdoras and definitions, but maybe at some other opportunity. So we learned one posuk in this week's parsha, and let's go back to what I really wanted to talk about a bit. What is the essence of Higdimu Nasa Lenish? What does that mean? Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Peches ask a tremendous kashya. In the same blot, in the same daf in Shabbos Peches, we find two Mamor Chazal, two very famous Mamor Chazal, which obviously contradict one another. On one hand, Higdimu Nasa Lenishma, on the other hand, Kofo Aleihem Har Kigigis. How do these two Mamorim fit together? Tosfos suggests an answer, and Tosfos writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochol was afraid that when they will see the big fire on Har Sinai, they will be terrified and they might regret that they were willing to accept the Torah. And that's why he forced them by Kofo Aleihem Har Kigigis. However, how do people react when a har is just on top of their heads and might bury them? Instinctively, people probably run out, run away, looking for cover. But the pasuk says in Parshas Veschanan, "V'tikruvun v'tamdun tachas har, v'har boya be'esh ad leva shumayim choishech onon v'yarofa." They didn't run away. Seeing that terrible fire, and it truly seems to be a very terrifying spectacle, because usually when there's a big fire, there's a lot of light. Onon V'Arofal. It was dark, it was foggy. And instead of regretting and running away, Hetikrivun V'Tamdun Tachas Haha. That was the greatness of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned over the mountain because he was afraid that seeing the fire they might regret. Did they regret? V'yisyatzvu tachas ahar, v'tikrevun v'tamdun tachas ahar. At that same moment, ahar boyer b'yeshad lev ha'shomayim, choshech ronu v'yarofol. And instead of looking for cover and running out, they pushed in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kof aleihem har kegigis. I wrote in my Sforim, in the old Sefer, it's not that old, but Achumish V'Yikro, and in the new Sefer, Sichas Al HaTorah, in Parshas Yisroi, or Parshas Mishpotim, Bnei Yisrael had quite a good time in Midbar. They saw Nisim V'Neflois, Nisim Gluyim, Aseres HaMakas, Kriyas Yamsef, sandwiches every morning. Any style, taste, and flavor, the man, whatever you wanted, you had. Whether you wanted peanut butter or cream cheese or steak or whatever you wanted. Fleischiger supper every evening, and that was the Slav. Mineral water for free. It was all air conditioned. You know, that was the Anani covered and Amud Ha'onon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and asks, do you want a Torah? Instinctively, probably they would say yes. I mean, everything we were offered, you know, was, they were all wonderful gifts and benefits. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to indicate to Klal Yisrael, Kindalach, I don't want you to have a mistake. What I'm offering now is not another free lunch. What I'm offering now is thousands of years of avdus, of servitude, of slavery, and of hestaponim. What I'm offering now is Tariyag Mitzvahs. And you will be the only people in the world that have to carry this yoke. All other peoples and nations have Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Sheva Mitzvahs that are relatively easy. Because all you have to be is a decent human being. Don't kill, don't steal. What I'm offering you, what I actually demand from you is Tariyag Mitzvahs. Never for one moment will you be free men. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodaihem, asher hotzeisi yoseh mi'eretz Mitzrayim. What is the symbol of avdus? There's a gemara in Yevamah Mishnah Memvav. In Yevamah Mishnah Memvav, the gemara says, when a person is matbil and eved la'avdus, when he sticks his head out of the water, out of the mikveh, a vessel is put upon his head. Amtelezult de tina areshel. And this kli that's put on his head symbolizes avdus, and that's what makes this tefillah into a tefillah's avdus. Libi Yomali, my feeling is that that was the essence of Kofo Aleihem Har Gigigis. It was a collective kli on the head of the entire nation. I don't want you to mistake. I don't want you to have any mistake. This is avdus I'm offering now. It's not another chupar. It's not another bakshish. It's not another free lunch. I already gave you breakfast and supper. This is not lunch. What I'm offering now is avdus. You should have no mistake. Suddenly it became dark. They merely had to lift their eyes, and they saw this tremendous kli. Kofolem ha'akigigis. And knowing that this is avdus, and that is the beauty of Klal Yisrael. That is the Simcha of Avdus. I assume you learned Masechet Kiddushin. Even if you didn't, you probably remember Rashi and Parshas Mishpotim that we just read today. When an eved after 6 years doesn't want to be freed, we have the din of nirtza. Berotza adoino es oznoi bemarzeya. Where? El hadeles. Do you remember Rashi or the Gemon Kedushin of Chof? What is the meaning? What is the essence of Ritzia? Oizen zu shishom al ha'asila kelim ena yisur al avodim v'holach v'kona odin li'atzma yirotza. So why do we have to wait 6 years? Every moicha atzmoi. There are two forms of an eved ivri. Sometimes it's machru who based it. But in most cases, moicha atzmoi. So every eved that's a moicha atzmoi, obviously we should take him to the door and be ritzeya his ear. Oizen zu shishom al ha'asila kelim ena yisur al avodim v'loy avodim l'avonim v'holach v'kona odin li'atzmoi. Why is it only after 6 years? I think the answer is a very simple one. When an eved sells himself, the pasuk says, ki yomoch ochicho. Nobody is happy to be an eved. If a person sells himself to avdis, obviously it is out of desperation. He and his family are starving to death. Ki yomoch ochicho. He sees no other option. No other way to provide for himself, his wife, his children. Out of desperation, he is willing to be an eved. When that is the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not say, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. Our avos, by Matan Torah, were happy avodim. They were mekabel avdis, not because they were forced to do so. Seeing the mountain on top of their heads, seeing the har boya ba'ish ad levashum ha'em choy shechonan v'yarofol, nevertheless, they still were magdim nasan anishma. Instead of running out, they pushed in. V'tikrevun v'tamdun tachas ha'har. We were the only slaves in history that were mekabel avdus b'simcha. So it is only after 6 years when an eved says, ohavti, he demands no compensation. He is getting no pay. And Erza is not paid for his service. He has the option. He is being offered freedom. You could be a free man. And he says, no. Ohavti. Ohavti is a doini. I love my master. I wish to be an eved. It is only then that a Kodesh Baruch Hu interferes and says, this type of avdis is unacceptable. This is my avdis. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. Avodeihem. So when we read the parasha of Matan Torah, this is the feeling we have to work on. Simchas u'avdis. The simcha of just being avodim to a Kodesh Baruch. I heard a story from the Leif Simcha. The Leif Simcha was to get a Rebbe Zechet Tzadik Levrocha 2 Rebbes ago. And he used to tell a story, I heard it from him a few times, that he heard from his great father, the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes told the story that many years ago, it was once Sukkos, and the Svas Emes said, I doubt you understand Yiddish, but the Svas Emes spoke Yiddish. And probably when the Imre Emes told the story to the Lev Simcha was also in Yiddish, and I heard it in Yiddish, so... Das war Semes hat gesagt, wenn man sagt, Ono Hashem, kann man poilen die größte Sachen. Did anybody understand what I said? No one. So das war Semes said, and when we say in Hallel, Ono Hashem, all our prayers will be answered, and we could achieve the greatest heights. That's the story. And the Ibn Emes said, that the next day in the morning, when they said Halal and Shul, there was an argument between the Zikne Hasidim, whether he meant Ono Hashem Hoshi or Ono Hashem Hatzlichon. Well, we say two different Ono Hashems. So when they said the other morning Ono Hashem Hoshi, 50% of the Shul was yelling and screaming Ono Hashem Hoshi, and when they came to Ono Hashem Hatzlichon, the others were saying with great Kavana. But the Imre Emes said, I understood that he meant neither Ono Hashem Hashiunu nor Ono Hashem Hatzlichonu. What he really meant was Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecho. story as I heard it, but I want to explain my understanding of this verse 7. So what's so great about Onu Hashem Ki Ani Avdecha? I recall only twice in the entire Rambam that the Rambam uses a definition of Simcha Yisera. I said this many times, but just last week I said it again, and somebody walked up to me right after the shiur. He had a laptop on the spot, and he checked it, and he told me, you're right, it's only twice in the Rambam. So this is the first time I recall the story with total confidence. So, only twice does the Rambam use the Haggadah, the definition, Simcha Yisera. At the end of Hilchas Lulav, the Rambam writes, Afar pishe kol amoyed de mitzvah lesmoyach behem, v'yamei achag hois l'shom Simcha Yisera. Sukkos was the merriest Yom Tov the Yidden had. And that is a tremendous simcha that Chazal call Beis HaShoyev. It's the second place we find Simcha Yisera. The Rambam writes, Ein oyem l'mahal b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim, l'fi she'ein elu yomim shel Simcha Yisera, elu yomim shel emo v'yira v'fachad. How interesting. Hallel could be said only mitov Simcha Yisera, and Sukkos is the only Yom Tov of Simcha Yisera. That story happened on Sukkos, and the Svasema said, when we say Ono Hashem, we could achieve the greatest things. Simcha Yisera, mitov Simcha Yisera. Hallel is said mitov Simcha Yisera, and Hallel of Sukkos is double Simcha Yisera. Steht a Mensch, a Jew stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Simcha Yisera, mitoch Simcha Yisera, and he thanks, and he says, Onu Hashem ki ani avdecho, ani avdecho ben amosecho. I am so happy to be in Decho. I am so grateful for this avdus. That is the greatest matrega a Jew could ever achieve. You probably all know that we are called Bonim Lamukim and Avodim Lamukim. Which is the greater Matrega? Who could tell me? Bonim Lamukim or Avodim Lamukim? What is the greater Matrega? Does anybody remember? How are you Machanach Bochum to so much Anova? Beautiful. So, in Shas, in Yerushalmi, in Medish, there are various explanations why we are sometimes called Bonim and sometimes we are called Avodim. One of the explanations is, Bizman Shoyisim Ritzoyne Shulmukum Kuyim Bonim. When they're not that great, that is when they're called Avodim. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu always, always called an Eved? Wasn't he a beloved son? Why is he always called Eved? Vayomesha Moshe Eved Hashem Loiken Avdi Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch was first to Moshe as an Eved. Because when a person is Sameach Ba'avdus, he's actually a son. But he says, Ohavti, like a nurtzer, and he's Mekabel Avdus. He doesn't have Avdus thrust upon him, imposed on him. But he begs to be an Eved. That's the greatest madrega. And that is why we say in our Tfilas on Shabbos, this morning we said, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei ki eved nemon koros oloi. That was Moshe Rabbeinu Simcha. So, when a person says, Halal mitoch Simcha Yisera, Sukkos, which is the greatest joy a Jew could ever achieve, and he says, Onu Hashem ki ani avdecho, ani avdecho ben amasecho. Then he connects to Mamed Har Sinai, to Kabbalah Satoira, kishehegdimu naaseh l'nishma v'simcho uverotza. And that is what is so significant about hegdimu naaseh l'nishma. I once said in my shul, right here on Simchas Torah. You all know the minig of Kol HaNa'orim. All the kids come together, they take a talis and they spread it out, and then another, and then another. Everybody is pulling that talus, you know, the talisim come apart. What is this meaning? I don't know, I didn't see this anywhere, it's just my own interpretation, my own feeling. That's a zecher to kofu aleim hagigis. That's exactly how it looked. Everybody was pulling that mountain. It almost was torn apart, you know. Everybody wanted to be sure that he's under the mountain. Everybody looked up and pulled that mountain just to be sure that he's going to be under and not outside. V'tikravun v'tamdun tachas ahar, and that is the zecher of Kol HaNorim. We spread out talisim and everybody pushes in. Everybody wants to be part of it. Nobody wants to be left outside. That was Mamed Har Sinai. V'tikravun v'tamdun tachas ahar. We all know about Simchas Torah and Simchas HaTorah. And probably you hear a lot of shmusim from your yeshivas and your great Ramim about Simchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Lulav, Simchas Sheyismach HaOdam Ba'asiyas HaMitzvahs Avoide Gedoylei. But there is three more words in that Rambam which not always do we notice and realize. Asimcha sheyismach ha'odam ba'asiyas ha'mitzvahs uba'ahavas hukel shetzivo bu'ein avoid the gedoy levi. And I think the Rambam emphasizes there are two different facets to this simcha. Asimcha sheyismach ha'odam ba'asiyas ha'mitzvahs is only one facet. Ba'ahavas hukel shetzivo bu'ein. We have to be sameach that we are avodim. Shakodesh Bohu Bohar Bonu Mekolu Amen Venos and Lanu Esteros. That in itself should be a tremendous simcha. There are billions of people walking the face of earth. Whites, blacks, many colors between white and black. Some are brown, some are yellow, some are all the colors of the rainbow. Loi merubchem mekolowamim bochar Hashem bochem. Atem hamaat mekolowamim. We are like a little speck on the face of earth. A very small nation. To our dismay, even between our brethren, we are a minority. A minority that covers his head me'enes edishmai. We are the only slaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this entire world that he created. And that is the way he chose it. This is a simcha that every Yid has to feel every moment of his life. When you learn Torah, you have to have simchas Torah. When you perform mitzvahs, you have to have simchas mitzvah. But this basic simcha, v'ahavas ukeil shetzivu behem, simchas u'avdus. This is a simcha that has to be with us every moment of our lives. Simcha and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Brachas HaTorah every morning. You probably remember Brachas Daf Yud Aleph. A person could be Mekayim Brachas HaTorah also when he says Brachas Kriya Shema and Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi Ba'arichas. I don't remember any bracha that said with such a pathos as the second bracha of Kriya Shema Shachris. Ovinu, Avu Rachamon, Hamarachem, Rachem Oleinu. Is there any other bracha in which we beg for mercy so many times in so many different variations? Ovinu, Avu Rachamon, Hamarachem, Rachem Oleinu. B'seim b'libeinu, Lahavin, Lahaskol. This is one of the most important brachas and one of the most important tefillahs we say every day, in which we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us ahavas Torah, havonas Torah, lilmoid v'lamoid, lishmoyo v'lasois ulekayim, as called divrei Salmat Rosach. We are happy to be avodim. We are happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as his servants. We are the only one that are entitled to come lefnai velefnim. And that should be a simcha that should be with us every moment of our lives. Dear Bochurim, it's always a pleasure to see you. And I I say this not only as a mantra, it's not a mantra, I really mean it. It's a pleasure to see these wonderful kids, these wonderful Bnei Torah. And besides the general Simchas Avdus, I think you have to be Sameach every moment you have to be in Eretz Yisrael and in this wonderful yeshiva you are in. I visited the yeshiva a few times. I know most of the Ramim, and you truly have many reasons to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being here. Make the most of it. Take advantage of every moment. And let me tell you, what you learn in yeshiva now, this year, next year, will be with you forever. What I learned when I was in your age, I remember. What I learned 3 months ago, I have already forgotten. So, you don't have that much time. Be'ezus Hashem, you have 120 years. But you don't have that much time to truly grow in Torah. These years are your best years. You'll never have better years than these. So take advantage of every moment. Take advantage of every day you have in Yeshivat Shalavim. Take advantage of the wonderful Lamim, those that are here with us and those that are not here with us. You should all be Talmid HaChamim. Some of you hopefully will be Marbitzei Torah and Moreh Rois B'Yisrael, but I hope that you will all be Talmid HaChamim, Oyevei Torah, and Avodim Ne'amonim. Happy Avodim, happy slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My dear friends, you should have nachas from your talmidim. Mishiratam Lavanecho. Chazal in Sefri say, talmidim nikra'u bonim. These are all our children. You should have nachas from your children. All the choshev ramim that are here with us today. We should all be zeuche bekorim in the schus of Talmud Torah to Yeshua's Yisrael. To be as Goyal Tzedek, to be as Moshiach Tzedkenu, B'mheru V'yomeinu Amen.
Koyach for questions and answers from the guys? Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. If guys have some questions, the Rosh Hashlita will be happy to answer a few questions the guys have. So, have a seat.
I understand that question refers to what I said tonight. Yeah, man.
Yes.
Shaloi sani ever lebos of Adam. We are all happy to be avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being an Eved means not only being a slave. I think this brother refers to an Eved Knani, not to an Eved Ivri. And the essence of an Eved Knani, he is not a full Jew. The exact definition of an Eved Knani we find in a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches. And it is also quoted by the Rambam. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Ches says an Eved Knani is Yotzu Machlal Akum Velachlal Yisrael Lo Bo. On one hand, he is Chayav Mitzvos Keisho, but he is not truly, essentially a Jew. So the first three brachas of Berachas HaShachar is Shelo Asani Goy, I am not a Gentile. I am not even an Eved, which was only partially a Jew. That is the bracha of Shelo Asani Eved. It does not refer to an Eved Ivri, but rather to an Eved Klani, because an Eved Klani is not truly a full Jew. That is the essence of Shelo Asani Eved.
If it's unacceptable to be, if it's an unacceptable status to be an Eved after 6 years, then why is it allowed?
days are unacceptable and they are allowed. That is our bechira. We have to choose the right path. Some things are allowed even though they do have a certain moral deficiency. The Torah allows the din of Ratziah, but nevertheless there is a negative aspect to it, and that is why the halacha of Ratziah was given. We could assume that maybe some of the Avodim that would like to continue the status of Avdis probably will regret before having their ear, you know, nailed to the door. The questions do not have to have anything to do with the shiur we said tonight. Not that I mind if they do, but they don't necessarily have to be so. Should I assume that before you came to the shiur tonight, you had no questions whatsoever?
Why is it an issue today to learn primarily Siddur Nashim Mizikim?
That's a very good question, and I doubt my answer will be as good as your question is. Let me first elaborate on your question. Well, obviously, most of our learning should be in Halacha Lamaisa. Because in all the sources you will learn in Hilchos Talmud Torah, it would be quite clear that the brunt of a person's studies should be in Halacha Lamaisa, Sederach Neilach Boves Amasa Asher Yasam. So why shouldn't we put more emphasis on Moed or on Zroim? Why would Masechet Brochas be the most basic Masechet we learn in Yeshiva? You know, first of all, we have to know Dinei Brochas and Kriya Shema and Tefillah and Shabbos. So why do we put so much emphasis on Noshim Nazikim? It is only because, perhaps, Noshim Nazikim are more weighty sugyas, and we usually dedicate the best of our yeshiva years to actually develop our skills and sharpen our tools, assuming that we will appropriately use these developed skills to keep on learning. So I think that Noshim V'Nezikin probably are the more complicated sugyas. Chazal themselves say that Haroitzer Ahachim Yasik B'dinei Mamonot. Dinei Mamonot probably include a great portion of Seder Nezikin, and not only, probably a great portion of Seder Noshim, and not only Seder Nezikin. These two Sdorim deal with legal concepts, so probably they are most efficient in developing our skills as B'nai Tzayra and as Talmidei Chachomim. So I assume that that is the reason most of our learning is in Noshim Nezikin. It is not that Noshim Nezikin are more important than other Chalukim and Shas. I don't know what the Sdorim in Shalabim are, but I do think it is of utmost importance that Bocharim B'nai Torah dedicate some of their time to learn Halacha Lamaisa, you know, to learn Mishneh Berurah in the various areas that are Negeya Halacha Lamaisa. Yes.
Obviously, during the course of the day, most of our time is dedicated to the halacha and the gemara. What place do the rabbi Machshava have in the life of the yeshiva? How much emphasis should we put on it? And what about things like shanos or bertanah, which are also very, very important to service?
Whatever and however we learn, we will always be frustrated. And this frustration is a positive frustration, probably part of what it means to be a B'nai Torah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us such a tremendous and vast Torah, and we always seem in our eyes to be so small. You could learn 100 years and you still have the feeling you didn't even start, you know. Well, It's very important to learn Noshim Nesikin, and it's just as important to learn Mayid. And when are we going to learn Kachim? And when we finish with the Bavli, what's going to be with the Yerushalmi? And then we have Dalat Chalke Shulchan Aruch, and what about the Rambam? And we didn't even touch the Tanakh, and what about Machshava and all the great Jewish philosophers? So there is so much to learn. A person could learn 1,000 years and he won't finish it all. So the golden rule is La'olam yilmet adam b'makom shelivay chafetz. And as individuals, each of one has a unique set of tools and tendencies and mashiachas. So in yeshiva we can't really cater to every individual, but this is the most important klal, the most important rule in Kenyan Torah. La'olam yilmet adam b'makom shelivay chafetz. And a bocher that has a mashiachah to machshava should dedicate more of his, you know, time to machshava, not neglecting what he has to learn in the siddur yeshiva, because first of all you have to be a talmud chacham and you have to know how to learn a blat gemara and you have to know how to learn a shulchan aruch with the nois hakelim. But it is not only natural but also preferable that bochum develop, you know, their Digro explains the Tefillah is saying Chelkeinu b'Seiros Secho, that everybody has his Chelek in Torah. And obviously meaning, you know, some of us were destined to be big Lamdim, others were destined to be Poiskim, others were destined to be Balei Machshava. I know some great Poiskim who in yeshiva were very mediocre Talmidim. They didn't seem to be anything. It is only when they start learning in Kol, they start learning in Halacha, that they really spread out their wings and soared to Shamayim, to the sky. So this is very important. La'olam yilmed adam b'mokam shirei b'chofetz. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, daf tzadik alef amid beis, kol amanei halacha mipi talmid kilu gazloi menach la'asav oisav. If a person deprives a talmid from learning from halacha, it is as if he stole his inheritance. And the Mashal says that this is directed to rebbis, to malamdim, to teachers. Sometimes that Rebbe thinks, this boy, you know, he doesn't have a head to learn, he's got to do something else. And that is a tragic mistake. Everybody has part in Torah. It is upon us to find what's his part, what's his special chelik in Torah, and to develop his part of Torah and have him love what he's learning. So if you ask me how much time a day a bocher should spend with Tanakh, how much time should he dedicate to Machshava, that's very individual, that's very unique. The best aids I could give you, discuss this with one of your rabbis. I'm sure they are very understanding people and very sensitive people, and they probably know you far better than I do. So as a general rule, yes, a person, a boy, a bocher should develop what he feels, you know, part of his self, part of his heart. To what extent, how much time? The practical aids you have to ask from the yeshivas you're learning with. I can, you know, just give general aids, not practical ones.
On Rosh Hashanah, you made times, we always ask for Shabbat, for Chai, for Brahma, for Anasa. And by Rosh Chodesh, we always do the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh, because when we make all these videos, why don't we say it on Rosh Chodesh itself?
I didn't grasp your question once again.
On Rosh Hashanah and Yimei Tayis, we always say, we have Avinu Malkeinu, we say Zachar L'chaim, Parnasa, Tova, and by Rosh Chodesh, we always do it by Shabbos Mevarchim. We don't do it on Rosh Chodesh, we don't make it by Kashas on Rosh Chodesh itself. Why do we say them on the Shabbos before?
I don't really have a sitter before my eyes, but I do think that there are various bakoshas we say in the Shchedesh, but we also say bakoshas on the Shabbos before. So I don't think the formulation of your question is why don't we ask the Shchedesh, but why do we ask on the Shabbos before? I think the answer is a very simple one. And it could be presented in a practical way or in a more ruchniistic, a spiritual way. First of all, once upon a time, far more people came to shul on Shabbos and on Yom Tov than in the middle of the week. People usually worked from Alois HaShachar ad Tzeis HaKoychovim, and we find many sugyas in Shas in which it's quite obvious that far more people came to shul Shabbos and Yom Tov than in the middle of the week. Far more people came to shul Sheni V'Chamishi than on the other days. So obviously, Rosh Chodesh, there weren't that many people in shul, and that is why we say various bakoshes on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. However, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are Yom Tovim themselves, so what we could say on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That would be in a very practical way. In a more pneumistical way, we all know the Zohar. The Zohar says that all the brochas and all the blessings and all the shefa of the entire week are from Shabbos. My brocha is bait. That's the question of the Zohar. What is the brocha of Shabbos? So Rosh Chodesh is the middle of the week. That is why we start the bakoshes regarding the entire month on Shabbos. We want the Shabbos to be mashpia brocha on the entire month, and that is a far greater brocha than we could achieve on Rosh Chodesh, which is actually a weekday. Yes? This brings us back once again to things I said a few minutes ago about La'olam yilmedodim b'mokim shilei b'chofetz. But in most yeshivas, the emphasis is placed on the daf, and I think that is very important, because some yeshiva bochum go through the entire system and they lack the basic knowledge of how to learn Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, and that is a tragedy. Some boys are very talented and they can come home from yeshiva and say what Rav Lachona says and what Rav Shimon says, but they actually can't deal with the basic source, which is the Talmud, which is Gemara and Rashi and Tosfos. So I do think it is very, very important to emphasize the daf biyun, which means learning how to learn Rashi and Tosfos and the various Rishonim that we emphasize. When you're a greater Talmud Chacham, you know, you could go far beyond the daf. And, you know, as we see in the Sforum of the Gedolim, sometimes they take us, you know, they take you for a ride in the positive sense, you know, and you just get on that jet and, you know, and it's a supersonic rocket, and, you know, you don't even, you get to very unexpected places and different sugyas. But I think that is far beyond the reach of most yeshiva bochurim. So I think the basic chinuch of limud iyun should be learning the daf.
What's the basic rule of the shtadlis when it comes to tzaddikim? For example, when we say Rabban Motzri Chinitzusa, so why is that one there as opposed to, let's say, Rafua or some other topic?
What seems obvious from the Gemara is that Torah has a specific skula of Shmira. Talmid Chachomim and Tzaddikim are human beings, and they have the same ailments as human beings have. Might sound a chiddush to you, but we are the same species, basically. Yeah. Biologically, we are the same species. Talmid Chachomim aren't a different species. So obviously sometimes Tzaddikim and Talmid Chachomim become ill, and they become hungry sometimes, or thirsty. Sometimes they're tired, they need to eat and sleep, and their basic needs are the same as any other human being. What seems to be clear from Chazal is that in the area of Shmira, Torah has a certain skula of Shmira. As the Gemara says in Sefer Daf Chaf Aleph, the halacha you were referring to is a Gemara in Baba Basra. and Saita Chof Aleph, the Gemara says, Toira aguri magne umetzule matzli. Toira safeguards us and Toira saves us from danger. So obviously that is the reason that Talmid HaChachamim don't have to pay the taxes regarding Shmiras Uriya, because Talmid HaChachamim einam tzrichim netiras. If that was your question, this is my answer. I'm not sure that I got your question.
According to what the Rav said about the reason why we learn Nashim and Zikin, is to basically build skills in how to learn a sugya. So once a person feels that he knows how to put a sugya together, should he then be also in Zerayim and Moy, and not the other Muslims?
Basically, yes. And that is why I think that, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, most of real good kailalim aren't learning Noshim Nazikin. Many of them are learning various mikzayis that are closer to halacha. And I think that is a good setup. I think, you know, the formative years in which a boy really learns how to learn are dedicated to those sugyas that will be most helpful in developing his skills. Along the way, I think a person should dedicate more time to halacha lemaisa. Yes. Three more questions. That's the number of hands I saw that were raised. Four.
What exactly
does Lishma mean? That's a very tough question. Basically, there are three different interpretations what Torah Lishma means. Rav Chaim Avalozhin in Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Dalad and the Chassam Sofer in his Chedushim and Adorim Daf Pei Aleph both have the same halach, the same shita, and they maintain that Torah Lishma means for the love of Torah, for the pure enjoyment of learning Torah. That is the way they interpret Torah Lishma. The Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim interpreted Torah Lishma means L'shem HaKodesh Baruch Hu, L'asos Nachas Ruach L'Kodesh Baruch Hu, totally selfless, not for our pleasure or benefit, but L'shem Shumayim. Rav Chaim Avalozhin argues, in that case, the Loshon should be totally Shmoy, because HaKodesh Baruch Hu was always referred to as Zohar, and not Loshon HaKeilah. And that is why Rav Chaim argues that Torah Lishma must mean Torah Lishem Torah. If it would be L'shem Shemayim, it should have been Torah Lishmoy. So, the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim take care of this problem by saying that it's Torah Lishem Hashloas Hashchino, Torah Lishem Dveikus Ba'Kodesh Bohu, but that is their basic approach. Gedolei HaMusar, not those that we usually refer to when we speak about Gedolei HaMusar, but the earlier Musa form, and I mean the Shlo and the Reishis Chochma, both maintain that Torah Lishma means Lilman Amanas Lazis. Torah Lishem Kiyum Mitzvoyseo. That is what Torah Lishma means. And I think that each of these three basic approaches has a Makor v'Divrei Rishonim. If you will check the Rambam Perek Yud from Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam is quite clear in accordance with the Shita of the Baal Shem Tov. If you would check the Rosh in Adorim Daf Nun Aleph, that is the Shitta of Rav Chaim Avalozhin, and Rashi in Tosfos, B'merchav Yashas, Brochus Yud Zayin, Psochem Daf Nun, obviously it seems to be very clear, like the Shitta of the Reishis Chochma and the Shlo. My feeling is, Elo V'Elo Divrei Elokim Chaim, and there are various Madregas in Torah Lishma Zeh Malam Mizeh. What?
The single biggest kisaro preventing Bias HaMashiach.
What prevents Bias HaMashiach? Why would you expect me to know? Why isn't Mashiach here? Halavai Diyadati. You know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ask me, I think he should be here. I think time has come. I don't know why he's not here. All I could say is the Orachayim HaKodesh of Pashas Tetzava. And that's a very startling Orachayim HaKodesh. He quotes Zohar Chodosh. So the Orachayim brings that we were redeemed from each of our goals. took us out of Golas Mitzrayim. Yitzchok out of Golas Yovan, Yaakov out of Golas Bovel, and Moshe Rabbeinu, in his chus, we will be redeemed of Golas Edoim, and we will be zochah to be a Samashiach. But Moshe Rabbeinu einoi chofetz ligoil am habatlona min ha-toyre. That is what Or HaChaim quotes from Zohar Chodesh. And whenever I quote this Or HaChaim, I say, impossible. Totally impossible. How could one possibly say, Moshe Rabbeinu einoi chofetz ligoil am habatlona min ha-toyre? How could we say such words? Moshe Rabbeinu nosa asam kashi yisa vo'oymin esayoynek. Moshe Rabbeinu had Mesiras Nefesh Rebbe Chu. He said, Mecheninu Mesifru Chasha Kosavtu, even when the Chetu Egel. How could one possibly say Moshe Rabbeinu ain't a Chofetz Ligoil? I say Pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu ain't a Yochoy Ligoil, Amma Batlona Menatoyla. Because it's quite obvious to me that if we're Zoycha to a goal of the merit of Avraham Avinu, it's got to be with the middle of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is Chesed, Yitzchok is Gevura, Yankov is Teferes. What's Moshe? Moshe is Torah. Zichron Torah is Moshe Avdi. So Moshe Rabbeinu begs us, if we could only see, if we could only hear, if we could only see, we would see Moshe Rabbeinu crying to us, to each and every one of us. Please, please help me. You know, this goal depends on me, but you got to give me the tools. You know, I'm not God. I'm not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I can bring forth this Geula, but you got to make me more Torah. So, according to the Zohar and Or HaChaim, the only way we could contribute more to be a Zagoyel is by more Torah. Yeah, it's much more than three. Yeah.
Rather than understand the Torah at the beginning, he starts off by discussing who has time to teach their children. Before he even asked the Chalal, there's an idea of learning how to cover Torah for a person. The Seder of the Rambam generally start with the Ikra and Sivui before we get to much later, the first Berak, later on in the narrative. What's the aspect behind that?
I think that the greatest minds for hundreds of years are dealing with the Seder of the Rambam, and nobody came up with a very clear-cut Mahalach. We are aware that hundreds of years ago, the greatest Gedolim, the Marashdam, the Kesef Mishnah, and Reb Chaim Avolozhin Chutam Shulash writes that many halachas could be learned not only from what the Rambam says, but from how and where he says. And the Seder is very important. But nevertheless, nobody came up with a clear Mahalach. What's the Seder of Seder HaMitzvahs? You know, the Chinuch goes in accordance to Chumash Chumash Torah, but the Rambam is a toss-up. We don't really know. The Seder of the Rambam in Mishneh Torah sometimes is just as perplexing. And I don't really know. But in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the most mefurish pasuk is Vishinantum Levonecho. So maybe that is the reason the Rambam starts off with the Chovas Uav L'Lamedes Benoi. Or maybe just because of in a person's life, you know, first he's a child before he becomes an adult. So maybe that is why the Rambam starts off with the Chiyuv L'Lamedes Benoi Torah, even before he comes to a person's own Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. The Rambam deals with the mitzvahs Talmud Torah Be'ikar and Perek Gimel, while Perek Aleph is dedicated to Chovas U'av L'Lamedes Benoi Torah. I know my answer isn't satisfactory, but that's all I've got.
Does it have to do with the Yisod of how connected Nimrat Torah is, or
the
Rambam's narrative first?
The Lamed? Maybe. Yes. One before the last, because he's having his hand up there for 10 minutes, so there's always an answer as well. Yes.
What does it mean that Moshe Shulchan Aruch is saying? Why doesn't it say that to the Lord of Moshe Aruch?
Sometimes my answers aren't that good. Isn't it so obvious that Moshe Kibbel Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When Chazal say Moshe Kibbel Torah from Sinai, don't really know why, but it's obvious that the Kavona is B'Sinai. On Har Sinai, that is where Moshe Kibbel Torah. So probably Al Pidrush, one could say a lot of Pirushim, but you know, in Pshat, I think the Kavona is Moshe Kibbel Torah B'Sinai U'Mesura LiYehoshua. It is totally needless to say that Moshe Kibbel Torah MiHaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that is what we read in Parshas Yisro. That is of no chiddush. What Chazal want to stress in this brisa is that it's a Sheles HaMesora, the never-ending chain of Mesiras HaTorah. That is what Chazal are here to stress. Why they use the formulation Benusach of Torah, Moshe Kibbel Torah MiSinai? Maybe it is because we have a mitzvah never to forget Mamed Har Sinai. So it is significant where Moshe was Makabel Torah. Maybe Chazal want to stress that everything Moshe gave over to Yeshua, he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But obviously it is totally needless to say that Moshe Kibbel Torah MiHaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was your question?
There's so much Torah for us to out there for us to learn and like so much to acquire, and that can take like up to a lifetime. So how can we allow ourselves to do anything else? And like, even more so, you said that we're supposed to be taken out of this village through the Mida Moshe Rabbeinu, which is to learn Torah. So how can we justify doing anything else and not being able to see Torah?
If that is the way you truly feel, that maybe you are one of those chosen few that should really dedicate their lives only to Talmud Torah. You know, I don't know you, but I just hope so. Obviously, not each and every one of us really has the tools to dedicate his entire life to Talmud Torah. And your question basically touches the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hei. That was the machloikis between Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shimon says one should dedicate his entire life only to Torah. And Rabbi Yishmael asked Chodesh B'Shas, he said, "Vosafto digonecho." Rabbi Shimon says Chodesh B'Shas Chodesh Zerei B'Shas Ktsira Torah Matahei Aleihu. So we have two different sugyas, in Brachos Daf Lamed Hei and in Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. And then we have the Gemara Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes. But Rabbi Shmuel argues, Hanik behem minig derech eretz. And the Gemara says, Harba osu kerev shimen v'loy olso biyodim. And the Nefesh HaChaim says that the emphasis is on harba. As a people, as a community, not all of us were destined to be scholars. Every Jew could be a Talmud Chochem, but not all of us were destined to dedicate our entire lives to Torah. And that is the Shit of Rabbi Shmuel. Hanik behem minig derech eretz. Rabbi Chaim Mevolozhin explains when the Gemara says, Harba osu kerev shimen v'loy olso biyodim. There are those few that have the talent, the traits, the nefesh, to dedicate their entire lives only to learning Torah. And that is their obligation and their duty. Those are those that will be the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's. Many of us weren't given the tools to dedicate our entire lives only to Torah study. So for them, Chayav Odom Lilma Torah B'Yoyim HaValayro, that's a Sifin Shulchan Aruch. Bo'gisa B'Yoyim HaValayro has two different interpretations. Some of us have to learn Kol Yom Kol HaLayro. Some of us have to learn some of the day and some of the night. And only a person could know in which criteria does he belong, where his classes. Yashar Koyach, I wish you all, you should all be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's. Those that ultimately won't be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's, you should all be Talmidei Chachamim, Oyevei Torah, Yerei Shomayim, Shoyim Bar Mitzvahs, and you should have a life of Nachas and Simcha and Aras Torah.